Plans are in the works to reopen swimming pools and summer camps in Springfield, Massachusetts, but not outdoor basketball courts. About 24 people gathered one day last week on the basketball court at Adams Park in Springfield's Mason Square neighborhood and called on the city to put the hoops back up and allow pickup games to resume after more than a year of no basketball in the city's parks and playgrounds. Troy Walker said young people in the neighborhood need the recreational outlet of playing basketball in the parks.
I grew up on these same streets, the same courts, and this is an opportunity just for us to have some type of recreation so that we're not doing foolishness out in the streets. There's a lot of crime out here in this environment. This is where I'm from, and I don't like it.
At the beginning of the pandemic last year, Springfield and cities all across the country closed outdoor basketball courts. For months, the city allowed only passive recreation, walking and jogging with social distancing in the parks. But as coronavirus infections subsided last summer, more activities were allowed, including tennis. Children's play areas and splash pads opened. But the hoops remain down.
This city has opened up the Basketball Hall of Fame. They've opened up restaurants. They've opened up clubs, hookah lounges, schools. So those are all indoors. All I'm saying is, why can't we have outdoors? We can be COVID compliant, put our mask on, and let the kids play.
Springfield City Council President Marcus Williams noted that some other cities and towns in the region have reopened outdoor basketball courts.
Perhaps there is a safe way for kids to play basketball with masks, you know? I think those options should be explored.
Mayor Dominic Sarno and Health and Human Services Commissioner Helen Colton-Harris were adamant this week about keeping the basketball courts closed while Springfield remains a high-risk community for coronavirus spread.
When you're on a basketball court, there's no supervision. People are going to be skin to skin, chest to chest. That's really concerning for me with our young people. I'm worried about our young people's health.
Colton Harris said as the risk of community spread subsides, the hoops policy will be revisited.
It's not punitive. Not trying to keep young people from not being able to be on those courts. I just want them to do it in the safest way possible, and that's my job.
Pools, swimming sites, and youth camps did not open last year in Springfield because of the pandemic, but Sarno announced last month that summer recreation programs will return under public health and safety protocols. The extent of the city's summer recreation programming depends on being able to hire enough lifeguards and camp counselors, said Parks Director Pat Sullivan.
So our goal is to open up up to 6 summer enrichment sites, our Camp Star Angelina campsite, and the pool sites. And the number of pools in 5 Mile of Deponic will all depend on the number of applicants.
Sullivan said details about the city's summer recreation offerings will be announced in mid-May. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill, the WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau, on the campus of Western New England University.